This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sudan's civilian prime minister, Abdallah Hamdok, was put under house arrest, and several other ministers were also detained Monday in what appears to be a military coup in the northeastern African country. The arrests come a day after the Biden administration met with the head of the military faction of the Sudanese government and warned him against staging a coup. A La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific is bringing rain and several feet of snow to California. The National Weather Service in Sacramento issued numerous warnings on Sunday concerning the rainfall, flooding, and debris flows. James Michael Taylor, the actor best known for playing the reoccurring character Gunther on Friends, has died at the age of 59 from prostate cancer. He passed at his home in Los Angeles, California, with family. Tyler was first cast on the show as a background actor, but went on to become the reoccurring character with the most appearances. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Some lawmakers are condemning the Biden administration's handling of the crisis at the border. Brad Bernards from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration has completely turned a blind eye to what's going on at the nation's southern border, and it's time for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to step down, Representative Ashley Hinson said Friday. There's just been a complete void in leadership, the Iowa Republican said on Newsmax TV's Wake Up America.
There's just been a complete void in leadership. He has repeatedly misled and flat out lied to me and other members of the Homeland Security Appropriations Committee. And I think it's time that we start putting that politics aside. And he, as you mentioned, the Biden administration and what they have done in the past 10 months has completely turned a blind eye to the situation at the border. So every time I've asked questions that the American people deserve answers to.
Hinson added that she hasn't gotten a response about her request concerning Mayorkas, but that's par for the course from an administration that takes months to respond to her.
We are USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
As local authorities say the border wall would make the United States safer against threats from Mexico, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax on Friday he's discouraged the Biden administration continues to block the border wall.
So he has a duty under the Constitution to execute the laws, including an appropriation directly made by guys like Pat Fallon for the border wall over the last 2 years. That money is not being used in the correct way. We're still paying contractors, but they're being ordered not to fix the wall. And I just met with Border Patrol today, just in El Paso. They need a few things fixed, and they'll be safer, will be safer, and yet the Biden administration refuses to follow what Congress directed him to do.
Mr. Paxton says he's very hopeful the United States Supreme Court will recognize his state's authority to protect life and get people the opportunity to have their grievances addressed in any court they want. Supreme Court justices on Friday refused to block the heartbeat law in Texas, but said it will decide whether the federal government has the right to sue over the directive.
Look, I'm hopeful that they'll allow our state to control this. The Supreme Court has tried since 1972 to legislate whether babies can live or die. It's been a disaster. The law continues to change. Nobody ever knows what it really is going to be, because every time we get a new justice, we have a new law. That's not the way this is supposed to work. They need to let Texas govern Texas. If Massachusetts wants a different law, they should be able to have their laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And, well, I'll tell you, we've got a lot to talk about. And Phil Hotzenpiller are going to join us here in just a second. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, once again talking about vaccine mandates, is what Biden's doing is unconstitutional. He does not have the authority to do this. Thank God there was a governor pushing back on this. He has become the spearhead, the vanguard of this anti-government movement that wants to continue to keep us blind, boxed, and begging. Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith joins us now. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It feels good to be a part of history when we all look back one day and realize the tyranny that we've all experienced under this administration.
Right. Well, the grandkids will say, Grandpa, what did you do?
Yeah, every generation has a problem to solve, Bill. And whether we're living in the times of civil war or civil rights or World War One or Two, this is our assignment. And
it really is, yeah.
To preserve the republic and stand for what's right.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, Phil, the thought came to mind. I was just thinking about this. You know, is you had gave me a heads up about yesterday's service. And, I know that Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, that you and Tammy are the senior pastors of, and that you decided to follow God and to give your allegiance to God as opposed to man, particularly in crazy California as it stood and with all the draconian efforts they were doing. One of the things that I'm not hearing about, and you would think that if there was some kind of major spreader event that came from any of the churches across the country, all hell would be breaking loose and the mainstream media could not help themselves. Have you heard of any spreader event that has taken place as a result of any church gathering?
No, I haven't heard of a spreader event that's taken place on any level at anything. I mean, Black Lives Matter marches proved that you're pretty safe by assembling. And at least you're safe if you're a part of the protest. But no, I haven't heard of one church. And most of the guys that have opened up in California from May of last year.
Right, exactly. Well, here in Florida, I mean, there was some restrictions, mask. I mean, the church I attend here in Florida, no mask. I mean, it's optional, that kind of situation. But there was the normal social distancing and all that sort of deal. But people are coming back. But one of the things that I wanted people to hear from the pulpit is that by the grace of God and mercy of God, his people are being protected. Now, that might be a little bold to hear, you know, a talk show host saying, but when I, you know, talk to other pastors across the country, Phil, that's my question. Have you heard, have you experienced a spreader event as you've been opening up these bills from day one? We've never once have we had a problem. And I'm saying, is that God's grace and mercy and his hand of safety upon his people? And, it's interesting.
I would agree with you. I'd agree with you, Bill. I think you cannot separate those two. I mean, because scriptures are filled with promises of God's not only rescue, but also God's protection. And I look at our congregation, I know this is not true for every person, but, you know, we didn't lose anyone. No one died from this. People got it. Everyone seemed to know where they got it. They got it from the buddy that they golfed with. They got it at their job. One guy's a prison guard, and he got COVID, you know, from the prison. But nobody has ever said, I got it at church. Nobody's ever, we've never seen groups of people or large groups of people have COVID.
Is that something to praise God about, Phil? That's what I'm saying. I mean, where are the praises for God on this issue that he has delivered his people faithful to his promise? I mean, if that word is not, you know, is not put out there, you know, I just think that we're missing an opportunity to thank God Almighty for his protection on this.
Amen. Amen. And I think, you know, now that we're getting ready to enter into hyperinflation, inflation's hit.
Yes.
Now there's another promise in scripture about how you deal with hyperinflation, and it's through your tithes and offerings. And this is such a marvelous way that God proves his sufficiency. And I believe that people who understand the promises of Malachi 3, where he's going to stop the devourer, and the devourer in the land is anything that takes away from what you have and prevents you from moving forward, you know, with a level of comfort. And let's call it, I'm not going to say prosperity, but prosperity is having, you know, having money in the margin to live your life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That promise is there. In fact, I'm seriously thinking about speaking on hyperinflation this Sunday coming and relate it back to this promise of Malachi.
And God says, go ahead and test me. Go ahead and test me.
Yeah, he does.
See what happens, right?
Yep.
I love that because it, you know what we're talking about, like you say, hyperinflation. You've got government policies that are descending upon us that want to scrutinize every $600 purchase that we're making. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I go back to, you know, what Del Tackett said years ago in that incredible series of, the truth. Oh gosh, all of a sudden my mind, all these years I promoted it, and my mind is leaving me. I'm having a Joe Biden moment, forgive me. But anyway, in his series about truth, it was, God is consistent. He is there. He's the one to be trusted. And, you know, He gave us his promises. Now, are we going to the question that he brought up, by the way, was, you know, can the government steal from us? And yes, the government can, and the government has stolen from us. But, you know, God is there to oversee, and he's particularly interested, with those who are called by his name. You know, you might be able to cheat the other everyday heathen, but when you come to start and cheat God's own people, You've got some explaining to do and some consequences to pay, don't you?
Yeah, and I think scripture is replete, especially when you look at the Old Testament, of how God interacted with governmental authorities and how he protected his people and how God made a way. I mean, just Israel leaving Egypt is one great example. They were so ready to see them go that they gave up silver, gold, and precious gems just to get Israel out of the land because of the 10th plague. Well, I just want you to know, when you see protection forming around God's people, it's going to do two things. It's going to anger the populace, and it's going to convert the unconvertible, or who seemed unconvertible, because they're going to go, wow,
yes,
your God is real. And I
yes.
think that's what God is doing in this season. He's pushing mm-hmm. his people to remind them, I am a real God.
Amen. See, that's why I think it's so important what we're talking about right now, Phil, is that people need to have a clear understanding of God's protection, his heads of protection that he's put around those who are called by his name. And that gets me excited. It really does to think about it. The Truth Project was the name of the series that escaped my mind for just a moment there. And that was the title. But and I highly recommend it if you've not ever seen it and been exposed to it. Del Tackett and Focus and the family have done an outstanding job with that in dealing with governments, in dealing with every aspect of life and everything that God has intended for us. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent good we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenpiller from AmericanFaith.com is with us. Phil, boy, I'll tell you, we're seeing what was projected to happen as America continued to prove itself weak. I mean, since World War II, when has America been this weak on the world stage? I don't know.
And here's the irony. We are strong militarily. We are weak on leadership. And that weak leadership is a magnet for the world to try to take advantage of this situation, because all you have to do is watch Joe Biden for 30 seconds and you know this is not a leader. And Kamala Harris is a joke. And so if I'm Russia and China, what I'm doing is I'm doing exactly what they're doing. I'm looking at Taiwan because there's one of the top three chip makers in the world. We know the world ain't going to move by that. We know that just the logistical value, economic value of capturing Taiwan, and they've never been able to. They've rattled the swords a few times, but really never done anything. And now we see, joint patrols in the Western Pacific Ocean with Chinese and Russian warships. And when those two guys get together, it's never good. You know, it's kind of like
the
guy you went to high school with, but every time you went with him, you got in trouble. These guys, they get together, it's never good.
No. Yeah. It's like anything that happens after midnight. Not good either.
Yeah.
And we're seeing things that happen after midnight, migrants being flown into the interior of our country, COVID infected and all this stuff. And I know nothing. I say nothing. And then, of course, that whole narrative even continues as we see these hearings with Merrick Garland in Congress. And you just go, my goodness. I mean, you talk about ineptness. I mean, I'm watching this, Phil, and I'm thinking this guy could have been a Supreme Court justice. Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, think about that.
Yeah. So getting back to Russia and China, you're exactly right. And this is just the beginning, because meanwhile, Iran is, they're whipping up things in fast order, and the race is on for a nuclear enrichment.
Well, look, let's all be honest. They already have it. This is not a race. They have it. And regardless of what everybody thinks, they're way down that road. Now, the real question is, how much of that do they have and what do they do with it? If we look biblically, we've gone back to this chapter many, many times. In Ezekiel 38, we have this alignment, which includes Russia and it includes Iran. Thrown in that is Turkey. Well, we see where Turkey's gone. Germany is in that mix. There always been the Germanic people have always been a warring people. You could go back as far as you want, and you see that that's the case. So you very well could be seeing the alignment of nations that predicted in the book of Ezekiel coming to pass right now.
Right, exactly. That's the Nimrod heritage, isn't it? There are the Germanic people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So all that has linkage, and the personality. See, this is the thing. See, the reason that we repeat history is we don't learn from history, Phil. And all the evidence is there, and it's almost like we get back to that, that conversation that Jesus had, with the children of God during his time here on earth, and they're just saying, hey, show us a sign. I mean, Jesus had to just laugh his butt off. we don't see that in the scripture, but you just have the sense that, Jesus, oh, you're kidding me, right? You want a sign. It's like, you knuckleheads, you're surrounded by signs and you want a sign. You're kidding, right?
Exactly. And he used something very simple. He said, how is it you can read the weather and you cannot read the signs of the time? In other words, he's trying to say that something, as complex as understanding weather patterns, and you don't understand the pattern of my spirit. And I think it's because they hadn't read. Many, many times Jesus said to his disciples and to those who were listening and watching, especially the Pharisees, he said, have you not read the scriptures? Mm-hmm. And they had read the commentary on the commentary in the scriptures, but they weren't in the Word of God. And the Word of God is the revealer of the heartbeat of God, and it reveals what he's up to. He said, I do nothing unless I reveal it to my sons, the prophets. So God is a revealer God. but we are, as a people overall, ignoring the revelation of God. And that's where we run into problem. That's why fear jumps in there. And, you know, your view of God, the higher the your view of God, the lower your fear of circumstances and man is. And when you, exactly. when you raise up that fear level in your life, I guarantee you your view of God is low.
Exactly. Well, and also that comes into play here, Phil, and correct me if I'm wrong, is arrogance. I mean, when arrogance is there, God does not. I mean, you want to really, you know, get under God's skin, if we can put it that way, just let your arrogance come out.
Yeah, pride comes from the father of pride, Satan himself. And whenever pride enters in, and arrogance, entitlement, all of those things where we demonstrate that we don't have dependence on God, we open ourselves up for all, you know, for a multitude of kind of evil and bad things in our life. And that's why it says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. If there's an exaltation that happens, he'll do it. If he wants to lift you up, he'll do it. But your job is to walk humbly before God, giving gratitude for everything, like you began the show today. Gratitude right. for the churches and the good health that they've experienced through this season.
Exactly. Phil, you mentioned Ezekiel, and one of the things that the church today does not want to really talk about, and that is the demonic influence. And this is something that I am seeing clearer every day, and that is the move of the demonic. It's as if they're sensing their time is drawing nigh, and almost like the Democratic Party right now that's trying to make the most of the time that's available to them. I am seeing demonic maneuverings that are happening at supernatural speed right now. Are you seeing the same thing?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples in Luke 21, one of the things he says is that there are going to be signs. And then it goes on to say in verse 26, it is said, and that for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Well, those are the demonic spirits. So what, what's characteristic with last times is there's a shaking that happens in the spiritual. And you see this acceleration. First John talks about it. First Timothy talks about it, both in chapter 4. You know, in the last days, you know, men will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. And there it is right there. So one of the characteristics is this alignment with demonic forces. And now we see our worst nightmare when you see the alignment of demonic forces and you see rogue science that has taken and done God knows what over in the Wuhan laboratory with gain of function. And that combination is always scary. I mean, that's really what motivated Adolf Hitler. Mm-hmm. Adolf Hitler right. combined this science and demonic, and look what you got. I mean, you got the Nazi movement that destroyed millions of people and disrupted everything on the globe. And that is the culmination of the demonic, you know, movement of men's hearts and leaders that are inept at doing, ruling rightly over their people.
You know, I was reading Martin Duggard's Taking Paris, his new book that he just released, which is brilliant. It really gives you the timeline, you know, from 1940 to the end of World War II. And one of the things that I clearly see missing here was during this war, you know, you sensed there was the hand of God, but you didn't sense so much that there was a man of God listening to what God wanted to be done. And I think that the outcome of World War II would have been a lot different had there been a prevailing man of God leading the forces. Just my observation. And we got 20 seconds left, and I know that's probably a whole other show topic for you and I to talk about. But what's your sense real quick?
Everything flows from leadership, Bill. If it's good leadership, then you see the result of it. Every situation, whether it's an athletic event or a government.
There it is. It says it all. Bill Hotzenpeller, President, Founder of American Faith.
Okay,
thank you, Bill.
We are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sudan's civilian prime minister, Abdallah Hamdok, was put under house arrest and several other ministers were also detained Monday in what appears to be a military coup in the northeastern African country. The arrests come a day after the Biden administration met with the head of the military faction of the Sudanese government and warned him against staging a coup. A La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific is bringing rain and several feet of snow to California. The National Weather Service in Sacramento issued numerous warnings on Sunday concerning the rainfall, flooding, and debris flows. James Michael Taylor, the actor best known for playing the reoccurring character Gunther on Friends, has died at the age of 59 from prostate cancer. He passed at his home in Los Angeles, California, with family. Tyler was first cast on the show as a background actor, but went on to become the reoccurring character with the most appearances. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about how to grow your own school or community garden. The American Heart Association and CollaPower share the many benefits of cultivating green spaces. They're also going to be talking about the need to increase access to healthy food and empower our kids to be champions of change. And here with us is CollaPower CEO Gail Becker. Gail Becker, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I love the notion of champions of change. That's actually exactly what we're trying to do here, so thank you.
Well, that's excellent. Well, let's talk about what is the community garden and what are the benefits?
So the community gardens, or as we like to call them, teaching gardens, are these real-life laboratories on schools across the country that teach kids the power of vegetables and healthy eating. They get their hands dirty. They plant the seeds, but then they nurture them and they watch them grow. And most importantly, they learn what to do with them, how to cook them, what the benefits are. And, you know, we have such an obesity problem in this country. Most kids are getting less than 1.5 servings of vegetables per day, which is well below the daily recommendation. So Collie Power teamed up with the American Heart Association, and together we're giving these $2,500 grants to schools across the country to build these teaching gardens and help kids learn the long-term impact of healthy eating.
Well, exactly. And what's happening today is we're hearing more about, food insecurity. And, this is helping to address this issue because, Gales, there are just still too many kids that live with food insecurity here in America today.
It's so true. And, boy, didn't we see that during the pandemic? Food insecurity, exactly. As well as nutrition insecurity. And what's so interesting about these teaching gardens is how people, during the pandemic, people turn to them as a source of food, as a source of nourishment. And they actually help to feed a lot of people during the pandemic. So it really raised the profile of what a huge problem food insecurity is in this country. And this is certainly one way to really help address it on a local level.
And we're seeing in these areas, these schools and community gardens that have been implementing this program, they've long provided spaces to cultivate fresh produce, learning, and a connection with the environment. Address what has been going on, particularly in the last 18 months, in these agricultural spaces.
Sure. What was interesting about the pandemic is because the school shut down, a lot of kids weren't actually getting fed their lunch, and that really impacted a lot of families. So the American Heart Association, Collie Power, and the local community got together and helped deliver, feed 100,000 families with fresh produce bought from local farmers. And what it really did is I think it put a spotlight on not just food insecurity, but how to solve it. And these gardens in historically, under-resourced schools across the country, really shine during this time, and people relied on them and will continue to do so, which is why we're so excited about this grant program.
Well, and the other thing, too, is the kids' response to it. The fact that they were, laboring, in the fields, putting it together, and then actually tasting the food and saying, whoa, fruits and vegetables, not all that bad, actually. It tastes pretty good, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's a real plus in reaction there. So, Gail, how can local schools and communities start their own garden?
All you have to do is go to heart.org, Teaching Gardens, and it's very simple to apply. Folks have till October 29th to apply. And certainly Dr. Ash can help speak to all the benefits of healthy eating, of what kids can find there.
Mm-hmm. So, again, the website that they can go to, you said?
Is heart.org/teaching gardens.
So any other tips for promoting healthy eating habits for our kids?
Well, Bill, this is Dr. Ash here.
Dr. Ash. Okay, good. I didn't realize that you were on the line, so welcome. Good to have you here to tell us about it.
No problem. You were getting the best answers from Gail, so I'm happy to jump on this specific question that you asked. I think it is very important to understand that what we are putting together here is a program for education. And education, although it's mainly targeting our children, it actually requires the involvement of adults. So whether it is those in each family, at each household, or those at school, those in the community, it is important that when we teach our kids, we do it together. We learn ourselves, and we try to work together on learning how to cook with these products, how to prepare them, how to prepare tasty foods that kids will embrace moving forward. So it is about growing them, but it's also about learning how we use them and make them part of our daily life. That is what ultimately will improve our health and decrease the cardiovascular risk in our community.
Of course, hearing the voice of Dr. Federico Ash, American Heart Association volunteer medical expert. Dr. Ash, any surprises here for you in the realization of these gardens and how people are responding?
I think the response is being extremely good. I think we have an opportunity to actually push it even further because it's something that should be really supported nationwide. And while some communities more on the rural side may have a better understanding or a better education, if you will, of what these natural produces can bring to us, this is something we want everyone in our country to be aware of. And that is why we are putting these grants together between the American Heart Association and Cowley Power to further educate our community.
Well, as you said, over the last 18 months, you know, we saw in these urban agricultural spaces that they played a critical role in filling the growing nutritional gaps of what we experienced as a result of the pandemic, right?
Indeed. There is a lot that we have learned over these last 18 months, and there's a lot that we can further build from our learnings on these last 18 months. So we look forward to being an engine to propel this.
Now, what would you want the people to do, Dr. Ash? You know, bottom line here with this, we're giving them some awareness. We're seeing how, you know, these programs are win-win all the way around. You know, the kids get involved. They find a lot out along the way that fruits and vegetables, not so bad. You know, it tastes pretty good, and especially when you've been doing it yourself and growing it and the experience. I'm always excited to see the expression on kids' face when they do projects like this. This is quite rewarding for the kids and for the community, right?
It is. And what I do think is we have to be role models for our kids and our communities. We need to involve the entire family. And for doing that, I encourage everyone to go to heart.org/teachinggardens. That's a good way to start. There are these very important grants that we are being provided nationwide. I really appreciate all the time that you are giving us to be able to talk about this very exciting enterprise.
Well, Dr. Frederico Ash, the cardiologist and Cowley Power CEO, Gail Becker, have been our guest. We thank you both for sharing with us how we can grow our own school or community garden and how the American Heart Association and Cowley Power are sharing the many benefits of cultivating green spaces in our communities. Thank you both for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you. Stay nourished, everyone.
Thank you, Bill.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-877. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Is here 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Adam Holtz, Focus on the Families, director of PluggedIn.com, who is on top of all things that are movie, DVD, streaming, music. I mean, just go on down the list. They are nonstop. Hey, Adam, how we doing, buddy? Oh, we don't have him yet. Okay, we're just a little waiting. We're running just a little bit behind, but that's okay. Adam will be here shortly. See, just like that. You see, all of a sudden, you just got to, you know, turn on the right button, and there he is. Shazam. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm pretty good this morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Good. We're on the other side of COVID. You're naturally immune. Hallelujah.
Yes, I am, although my 11-year-old had an appendicitis this weekend, so...
Okay.
If it's not one thing, it's the other, and she is okay, and through the miracle of modern medicine, we went into the ER at 9:30, and we were home by 5:30, which was just about blew my mind.
Wow. Did she have to have an operation, or were they able to calm it down?
No, it's not.
And like in a matter of hours, turned around, boom, gang, she's out?
Yeah, no, it's appendectomy is now outpatient surgery.
Unbelievable. Well, I got to tell you, for me, well, of course, what happened with me when I had it, I was 10 years old, and my appendix burst on the operating table.
Oh, yeah.
And to make things more complicated was the doctors had to tell my mom and dad, they go, we don't know what's wrong with him because his appendix, they're not where they're supposed to be. So my appendix were even on the wrong side, okay?
Oh, no.
So that probably explains a whole lot about, right. You know, why Bill Martinez is Bill Martinez.
Yeah.
So here it is. My appendix explodes. They're on the wrong side. So basically they had, like, to cut me in half in order to, you know, find out what was going on. And, of course, when you have a burst like that, then you have all kinds of interior infection. And at that time in my life, let me tell you, Adam, I wanted nothing to do with needles.
Right.
I mean, really, nothing to do with needles. Well, of course, you have this infection, and so like every, I think it was like every 6 hours, whether I needed it or not, they were injecting me with penicillin.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my gosh, I mean, I was so bruised and so beat up and everything like that. I mean, but it was a mess. I spent over a week. So tell your daughter, you know, a couple of hours versus a week there in the hospital. And, you know, what I discovered was the food doesn't get any better from one,
no.
from one day to the last.
It doesn't.
You know, I mean, it's pretty bad when you look forward to Jell-O. You know, and that's, you know,
yeah,
like,
that's exactly
well, the
right.
Jell-O's not bad. The Jell-O's well, not bad, but, the, you know, well, thank God. Well, thank God she's okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But plus, on top of that, see, you know, today, by today's technology and stuff like that, these doctors are incredible. I mean, you
no,
have hardly
incredible.
Any scarring.
No,
hardly any scarring. At least like a little deal there, that's it, and they get all that stuff out of there. For me, I'm not kidding you, they had to cut me from one side to the other. I had this long-o scar, you know, forever, and it was like, I mean, I didn't want to tell you about the other complications that entered in. But anyway, by the grace of God, I was able to survive and, you know, made it through it. But so I'm glad to hear that your daughter went through it easily. And so the household... Here, the Holtz household has managed COVID, appendicitis. Anything else on the list you need to check off?
Well, I did have to take the dog to the ER the other night, but we probably have more substantive things to talk about. So I'll spare you that story.
Well,
we've had as much medical drama in the last 2 weeks as I care to have for a while.
Well, you know, and I was talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier. You know, we were talking about, you know, I have the opportunity in this blessed position that I'm in to talk to a lot of pastors, a lot of different churches across the country and everything. And not once have I heard regarding COVID that there was any spreading event that was the result of any church service. Have you heard of any?
No, I don't think so. I mean, not because of a church service. We've had, at our church, we've had several staff that have gotten sick, I think, from each other. But, I mean, that's just workplace spreading. I don't know that that's nothing unique.
That's church, yeah.
You know, because of that.
Right. You see, and my point is that you got to know, if there was any spreading event that happened as a result of a Saturday or Sunday service, I mean, oh, the left would have gone absolutely bonkers over this stuff. And to me, it's like, I just think we need to just come together as a church body and people of faith to say, thank you, God. Thank you for being true to your promise and protecting us in the midst of this, that the plague has come upon others, but by your grace and mercy, you've saved those who are called by your name.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And I think, you know, as you and I have talked in the past, as believers, we're called to be salt and light. And there are, you know, different ways that we can do that. But we don't have to live in fear. And I think that's the biggest issue is I just see this, you know, we're just gripped by fear.
Yeah.
And it's not that there aren't real things that
we have to take
precautions about, but that's not what I'm talking about.
And I want you, I want to say this, just because you brought this up, and this is important, and that is that fear's ungodly.
No, that's right. That's what I'm going to say is,
you know,
yep,
right.
We are called to be people who are living with hope, and hope doesn't mean we're Pollyanna. Hope doesn't mean we deny reality, but hope says, yeah, there are risks out there, and sometimes there are losses that we have to endure that are heartbreaking. I'm not in any way trying to minimize anyone's experience of loss over the last year and a half, but we have a hope that transcends having to live in this lockdown of mental anguish of, you know, we might get sick. It's like, well, yeah, we might get sick. You might get hit by a car today, too, but, you know, that doesn't keep you from going outside.
Right, exactly.
No.
Well, this is a time that we look to God and people who are called by his name, whose faith is enlarged as a result. And we know who it is we place our trust in. And we see that we're well secured. And I just think, and I just for a moment, I guess the reality hit me is that, wow, thank God. You know, that maybe this Thanksgiving, in spite of a government that says maybe we shouldn't come together, well, that's the government. But, you know, as the family of God's of God's people, we should come together to celebrate and offer thanks in much the same attitude of gratitude that our founding parents, the Pilgrims, had on that first Thanksgiving, right?
That's exactly right, Bill. I mean, and I think for all of us, honestly, this is something that whether you're a Christian or not, when we stop to count our blessings and when we stop to have an, you know, forgive the rhyme, an attitude of gratitude for the good things in our lives, man, that diffuses the, you know, the anger bubble too. And
right.
the entitlement and the fear, like that, man, just cultivating an attitude of gratitude is such a great antidote to so much of what we get wrapped around the axle about, right?
Exactly.
We get perspective on life. Like, you know,
without
what?
A doubt.
Life's pretty good, and even if there are hard things, we can see the good amid the hard things. And I think clearly our faith enables us to do that at a deeper level, but you don't even have to be a follower of Jesus to be able to be thankful, you know, to just recognize the good things in your life.
Yeah, but hopefully my prayer is that if you are not a decided follower of Jesus
right.
Christ, that what you are seeing right now convinces you all the more that you should turn to the one that every knee will bow to and that has the very answer that you're looking for, that you're saying, okay, look at, you know, I want what he has.
Yep.
You know, I want what she has. And the very source of that power and love comes from God Almighty himself. And we're absolutely grateful for that. I wanted to talk about, you know, a couple things that have happened in the movie world. Of course, people are still shocked about what happened, that accident with Alec Baldwin. You know, that was a shock. And you pray for everybody that was impacted in this accident. I mean, this is just terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's a horrible tragedy. And at least as much as anybody seems to know right now, it was an accident brought on by negligence on the part of somebody. And obviously, Alec Baldwin was the person who was holding the weapon. But, you know, he does so with certain assumptions in mind. And, I mean, it seems like there's a mystery. There was something in the gun, whether it was a live round or, you know.
They're saying a live round.
Okay.
I mean, because it doesn't happen with blanks. And
right.
so the thing is always that you learn for anybody who is an owner of a weapon,
you
of guns, you know that you always check it. You
and
treat it as if it's always loaded.
Yep.
You always treat it as if it's always loaded. And but here it is, a hard lesson even. At Alec Baldwin's age, you know, in his experience, you know, I'm sure this has just rattled his world, not to mention those who were injured and, of course, the one death there. And a very, very sad story. Dune, you reviewed Dune. Tell us quickly. We got about a little over a minute there. Tell us about
that.
Well,
I wish I could tell you about Dune in a minute. It's an extraordinarily complex plot that deals with good versus evil. There's religion, there's politics, there's sci-fi warfare, there's romance. I mean, it is a sweeping epic that I think that the Canadian director Denis Villeneuve, I've been practicing my French,
I love that.
Has, I think he's pulled it off. So check out our full review at PluggedIn.com.
And what about Electrical Life of Lewis Wayne?
Well, I would say that is a horse of a different color altogether. And if you know who Lewis Wayne is and care to learn about his fairly bizarre life story, you can check out our review of that one at Plugged In as well.
Of course, all that you want to know about the latest movies, The French Dispatch, Ron's Gone Wrong, The Mass, Halloween Kills. Yeah, it's getting to be that season again. And The Last Duel, all is right there at PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz, we're grateful for you and the team and Focus on the Family. We appreciate all the great work. Be blessed, my son. Thanks.
Looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.